Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's 9 o'clock sharp, so we begin. I would like to start by welcoming all of you to our experience sharing session today on establishing and maintaining a National Trade Facilitation Committee. And it is nice to see so many of you joining us this morning. I would also like to extend my greetings to the participants of an advanced training course for chairs and experts working on such committees who have kindly accepted to make presentations and who will play an important role in today's event. A special welcome also goes to the many participants who joined us from Capital. It is a great pleasure to have all of you here this morning. Your interest is the reason for holding this event. We have been registering a significant amount of attention on the issue of National Trade Facilitation Committees and demand for related guidance for a considerable amount of time. What was meant to be a pretty straightforward provision in the Trade Facilitation Agreement, the establishment of a domestic committee to facilitate the coordination and implementation of the agreement, has turned into an issue that many appear to be approaching in a complex and, if I may say so, in an overly complicated terms. Article 23.2 seems to give rise to misinterpretations and, as a result, inaccurate expectations and unfounded concerns. Today, we have an opportunity to discuss the actual obligations arising from the agreement and the best way of complying with them. We also want to share experiences and identify best practices, success factors and challenges related to the establishment of a national TF committee. It is my hope that you will leave this session with the assurance that there is no need for an over-engineered, a 10-step program to have a well-functioning committee, and that you will be able to base yourself on a rich body of tested experiences when carrying out the actually required work of the committee. We wanted to offer you the best source for this information, which is why we arranged for a peer-led exchange by people who actually work directly with their national committees, complemented by expert input. In many ways, the guidance is already there, right in front of you, and often inside yourselves. Collectively, you bring a rich level of expertise to the table, which I want us to build upon with the help of field-tested experts. We are not here to preach or to advocate programs and events. Rather, I see a role as a facilitator in the true meaning of that word. By listening to each other and by sharing our experiences, we can all learn from each other and walk away with a better sense of how to proceed. I will do my best to enable this exchange and equally count on your support. As you will have seen from the program, today's session will be organized around four main thematic areas. We will start with defining the purpose and mandate of work on establishing committees before then turning to the design of the institutional framework and from there to the strategies for defining a roadmap. This will then be followed by a segment in which we will have a dialogue on ensuring the proper functioning and long-term adaptability of a national TF committee. A final session will discuss the different ways in which members can request assistance for the establishment or maintenance of such committees. A word on proceedings, on procedural aspects, before we dive into the substantive work. As you will have noticed, we have a considerable number of speakers and only a very limited amount of time. I will therefore have to put on my tough chair hat, this is an actual quote, and be very strict in enforcing the time limits. In concrete terms, this means that speakers, and I would like to call attention to my colleagues here on the podium, will be alerted when approaching the end of their allocations and asked to respect the agreed boundaries. I also urge every other participant to do their bit in showing up on time so that we can go through our program without disadvantaging speakers with a later slot. The great number of contributors force us to put a cap or input from the floor, but we will certainly have time for your questions and suggestions at tomorrow's PrepCom meeting. There's a preparatory meeting tomorrow, so that is where we would like to get inputs from the floor. In terms of slides and other materials, the Secretariat will create a special section on the WTO website where they can be downloaded directly. In addition, the audio version of today's proceedings will be recorded and also made available through this web page, so colleagues that were unable to come to Geneva can also have the benefit of today's discussion. To make best use of limited time, you will find biographical information in a document at the back of the room so that we don't have to start each presentation with lengthy introductions. I would further urge you to hold possible questions for tomorrow so that we don't interrupt the flow of interventions. Okay, with those words of introduction, rather lengthy, sorry, let me now turn to substance and open the first session. It deals with the mandate of the National Committee and areas of work. Among the questions we would like to address in these sessions are what this actually covers and what they don't cover. I would also want to debate whether the committee should also have other functions, and if so, which are these other functions? While some members focus the work of the committee solely on implementing the TFA, others have decided to use them for broader functions. What are the pros and the cons of doing that? We have an hour and five panelists to address this issue. Each of them was given a maximum of 8 minutes for each contribution. This input will be complemented afterwards by two discussants, which I will invite after the panelists had finished their principal presentation. Okay?